Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Lisa Autry. Andy Beshear is looking back over the past year as Kentucky's chief law enforcement officer. Much of his time was spent in the courtroom. The most high-profile legal action was taken against Governor Matt Bevin's controversial pension reform law. The attorney general also took on the pharmaceutical industry and some public universities, including WKU. Beshear sat down with us for an interview on those legal challenges and what he wants to accomplish in his last year in the AG's office.
The opioid crisis is the challenge of our lifetime. It kills 30 Kentuckians a week. Those are 30 of our neighbors, our family, our friends that are killed every single week and are never coming back. It's devastated our families with more kids in kinship care and foster care than ever before. And it's decimating our workforce, where we've got employers that have good jobs that are open, but we don't have healthy people to fill them. So I've become the most aggressive attorney general across this country in terms of holding those that have profited in the hundreds of billions of dollars from our devastation. That led me to sue over nine opioid manufacturers and distributors. And thus far, we've been able to keep seven of these cases in a Kentucky court, where they're all over Kentucky, because I wanted everyone to be able to come to a courtroom in their region, look these companies in the face, and ask them to explain themselves. We are now 3-0 in defeating motions to dismiss, where these companies come in and say, this court shouldn't hear it, and we did nothing wrong. We have defeated every single motion that they've made. I hope that we get at least close to trial in 2019. People should understand they're complicated cases. And the grounds that we bring them under, say consumer protection, means every time one of these companies lied, we can get certain damages for that. But that requires us being able to prove the thousands of times these companies lied on each individual time. So I want to do it right, but I want to do it quickly. And so I hope that almost all of these cases are at least in the stage of moving towards trial by the end of 2019, if we haven't gotten one there already.
Do you expect most of these cases will go to trial, or are you expecting them to be settled out of court?
Well, my goal is to do two things. First, to seek a little bit of justice for those families that have lost a loved one. We have a generation suffering from addiction because of the millions upon millions upon millions of pills that have flowed into Kentucky based on the marketing of these companies. And ultimately, I want a resolution where we have the funding to launch every prevention effort that we need. Prevention efforts in our school, opioid disposal programs where we can clean out every single medicine cabinet. Funding where we can provide treatment for this entire generation of people who are suffering. And then I want the dollars to keep people in recovery, because it is a hard and a long road.
And you're asking state lawmakers to create a dedicated fund for economic damages that you might recover from these lawsuits.
I am. We've proposed what's called the drug fund bill. While I believe that there is a moral obligation to spend anything we recover on these opioid lawsuits, I think it ought to be a legal obligation too, because this is blood money. These companies have fueled a crisis that have killed thousands of Kentuckians, thousands of people. And so I'm pushing for a state law that would require every dollar after our costs that we recover to be spent on this crisis. Because we know if we don't have that in place, you know, there's some type of monetary crisis in Frankfurt every single session. But these dollars, this recovery has the potential to ultimately put this drug epidemic behind us, and to give the next generation, you know, the hope of growing up in a commonwealth where one mistake can't cause the death of a loved one.
Is it more likely that these companies will try to settle or take it to trial?
Well, we'll see. We've seen in the past that sometimes there's these companies, and they're supposed to be healthcare companies. They advertise as healthcare companies, yet they have put profits over the lives of our people and push products that have just devastated our communities. My hope is that ultimately they will come to the table and say, we want to be a part of the solution. And while it's going to be very painful for them because the damage that they've caused is severe, they could actually step up and be a part of creating a better world. But let me tell you, I'm not waiting for them to come to the table, because they are currently unwilling. We are filing lawsuits against every single one of them, and we are going to push them as hard and as fast as we can. And you've seen we're getting success. We have defeated every motion to dismiss filed against us. We've kept 7 of 9 cases in Kentucky, and we're pushing to get the others back. I want to see these tried in a Kentucky courtroom as quickly as possible.
When you say get these back, where are these cases now, and why aren't they in Kentucky?
Well, what happens is sometimes when we file these cases, these companies try to remove them to federal court, and then they try to send them to what's called the multi-district litigation, which is the court in Cleveland, where thousands upon thousands of these cases are currently sitting. I actually respect the judge in that proceeding, but I don't want an out-of-state judge making decisions on what are some of the most important cases to our Commonwealth. And these deserve to be in a Kentucky courtroom because our families who've lost someone, whether it's to a fatal overdose or just that loved one is suffering from addiction and can't be there for their kids or the rest of their family, these folks should be able to go to a courtroom in their community and watch us seek justice, because that's what we're going to do.
There are several open records cases pending involving schools and sexual harassment documents.
Yes.
Understand that KSU was recently ordered to turn over their sexual harassment records. Where do these other cases stand?
So we have 3 cases that the Attorney General's office is a part of that relate to our public universities. 3 of our public universities initially took the position that they could hide every single document related to an alleged sexual assault by a faculty member or administrator on a student, that those somehow were student records and therefore could be shielded by the university. And we in the Attorney General's office first have a duty to enforce the open records laws, where every document from a university or government is assumed to be a public document and has to fall in some exception, that ultimately these are the people's documents. And I certainly think that every parent, every student deserves to know not only how safe a university is, but how a university responds. Whether it's a Title IX investigation, a criminal investigation, we have to do it right. And to make sure we're doing it right, we have to be able to evaluate it afterwards, which means those documents have to be available. The lawsuits are in different places. KSU initially filed suit. We opposed it. And the Franklin Circuit Court ruled that they did indeed have to turn documents over to the Attorney General's office. And once we saw what the documents were, some of them were public documents that KSU is now going to ultimately disclose. I think KSU did the right thing. They originally opposed them, but after a court order, they stepped back and said, what's best for the university and what's right under the law? UK and WKU have taken a different tact, arguing that any document in any file related to any of these actions are student documents and never have to be shown to anyone. The UK decision is on appeal right now. We expect a decision in the Court of Appeals soon. And the WKU decision is sitting in front of the trial court waiting for a decision.
You decided not to seek a second term as Attorney General, instead opting to run for governor. But you have one more year in office. Let's look ahead to 2019. What are going to be your legislative priorities?
Let me say that I've loved serving as Kentucky's Attorney General. You get to wake up every day and to fight for what's right. Our priorities are going to continue to be to address the major challenges in front of Kentuckians: our drug epidemic, the lack of accessible and affordable health care, the cost of our utility bills that seem to go up every month while our wages never do. So you're going to see us file a drug fund bill, a bill that would require that every dollar from this drug epidemic that we recover from pharmaceutical companies for fueling the drug epidemic be spent on the drug epidemic. You're going to see us file a bill that would allow the Public Service Commission, which decides if your utility bills can go up, that would allow them to consider whether that increase is affordable. Because right now they take the position that whether you or I or your listeners can't afford a rate increase isn't something they can consider. Well, of course they ought to be able to consider it. We're going to have a bill out there to make sure that these Suboxone clinics are providing real services and real treatment and not just trading prescriptions for cash. So you're going to see a very active Attorney General's office on the core missions about protecting people's family and making sure people have a real path to prosperity.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.